Heavenly Father, Father of the world to come, Father of all light, God of all possibilities, we praise you and thank you for your awesome presence in which we find ourselves this morning. We bow and worship your majesty. We thank you for so many blessings that you continually bestow in our lives. We thank you for this present. We thank you for your word we just heard. Your word is life and spirit. We pray that it will bring us closer to you. It will heal us of all our ailments, spiritual and physical. We pray that your word will bring us consolation, will bring us inspiration, will give us strength. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Where are all the youth here? This is your day. All the youth, can you stand, please? All the youth. Youth, can you just stand? All the youth. There are so many here. There are so many youth here. We wanna praise Jesus. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I wanna sing your praises. Clap to Jesus. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show. I need demonstration. From the to death to save. From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show us the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Amen. Thank you. You see, from our childhood days, we were taught to join our hands together when we want to pray. True or false? True, right? We are taught to hold our hands this way to pray, you know, to say prayers. And when you look at the priest at Mass, he extends his hands and calls us to prayer. Now, these two areas, they are good ways to pray. And of course, they also have their place. You know, when you join your hands together, you're actually saying, for a while, I want to stop all my normal activities and take time out to pray to God. So you have your hands like this. Because when you have your hands like this, you really can't do any other thing, can you? I mean, you want to pick something on the ground. How do you do that? With your hands joined like this. You will need to do what? You need to loosen your hands and then pick something. So, but when you have it like this, it is actually a posture. I mean, you are putting up a kind of posture to really now pay attention and do something very, very important, like praying to God. And this is more suited for private prayer. Then, when you open your hands or stretch it out to pray, that is another form of praying. But it's more suited to public praying or public prayer. And when you do that, it really explains a lot. It speaks volume. In fact, it is a sermon on its own. You know, because when you do that, you are actually telling God, I am poor. So when we hold up our empty hands to God as a beggar holds out an empty bowl to passers-by. And in doing that, we are saying, Lord, before you, I am as poor as a beggar, and I need you to fill my emptiness. We can find this particular kind of prayer is as old as the Bible itself. And we can find that in this reading of today, the first reading of today, where Moses, on the hilltop there, extended his hands praying to God on behalf of the people of Israel, who were faced with a fierce battle, you know, with the Amalekites. And every time that Moses' hand dropped, the Amalekites prevailed. But every time he had his hand extended, the people of Israel prevailed. And this is meant to illustrate the power of prayer. Because as long as the people of Israel put their faith in God, they moved forward. Progress was made. But as soon as they forgot to look unto God, they were forced to retreat. So it's all about prayer. And that is why today Jesus urges us to keep praying and never lose heart. You know, talking about prayer, prayer is more something personal, because we all have our own unique experiences of praying. So it's more personal. But then we do still have some fundamentals. I mean, some way to look at it objectively, and all of us can agree on that. That the main purpose of prayer is to foster our relationship with God. We need God all the time. And that means of communication is prayer. We have verbal prayer. We have non-verbal prayer. And in fact, as those who have really, developed this form of praying with God, they will even tell you that praying to God is more of something like opening your heart to God and letting God come in. Amen. Opening your heart to God and let God come in, more than just reciting words. You know, we get to that stage where it's just that way. You know, at the initial stage, we have to say words. But at a point in that relationship, because it's a relationship, words are no longer necessary. So Jesus is saying we should keep praying at all times. And if we stop praying, there is the likelihood that we will lose heart and we will give up in our present situation, whatever that situation is. You will give up to it. Even your good works, we can give up doing good. But prayer sustains us. Some people will say that prayer is a substitute for doing nothing. No. Prayer is not a substitute for doing nothing. Rather, prayer spurs us to action. Like St. Teresa of Avila, you know, a mystic, a doctor of the church, she would say that every time she entered the presence of God in prayer, God sends her back to the world, because there is so much to do in the world. Presumably, she must have received the inspiration. She must have received all the strength needed to face whatever that is. So some people will say, our prayer may not change the world for you, but it will give you the courage to face the world. Look at Jesus. Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, "Father, if it is possible, let this particular cup pass me by." But the prayer was not answered. Was it answered? Was the prayer answered? Was Jesus' prayer in the Gethsemane answered the way he presented it? It was not answered. But rather, God gave him the courage to face his passion. And another thing about prayer is that what you are asking for may not be answered, but then prayer can guarantee you the closeness of God, give you the sense of the closeness of God with you, or the nearness of God with you, and also the assurance that God has not abandoned you. That is very powerful. Because if we have that conviction that God is with us in our difficulties, then we gain new strength to face it. But that what happens through prayer. So prayer is important for us. Prayer and faith are interconnected, because prayer is the oil that keeps the lamp of faith burning. In fact, the fruit of prayer is faith, and the fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is what? Service. So you see where service comes in. The service. That is why when we are rendering service, we have to really look at that service. What motivates us to serve? And what sustains us in serving? It's nothing more than prayer. Because in serving, you can get discouraged. You can be hurt. But what keeps you going is your prayer life. That in spite of everything, my prayer life keeps me going. And then because we are trying to develop a praying community, because it does help us a lot. A praying community is a powerful community, a serving community. I would like us to always, you know, immediately after communion, after we have received communion, if we can all pray together, O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. If we can say that prayer three times, you know, because as soon as you receive communion, especially when you receive communion well disposed, when you're well disposed to receive communion, Jesus remains with you for about 14 minutes. From that time, for about 14 minutes, Jesus, you are like a tabernacle of Jesus. He remains in you. And that is a very wonderful time to adore him there in you and praise him. And prayers said at that time are very effective, very, very effective. So we will be doing that as from next Sunday. You know, we'll have it on the screen and the choir will help us with that. And then we say that prayer immediately after communion.